A most blessed Holy Thursday to each and every one of you as we begin this beautiful time of the Triduum. I would like to thank Father Chris for inviting me to say a few words on this occasion, on this great day today, Holy Thursday. And I would like to say how blessed I feel to serve here as a priest in this wonderful community, this very Catholic community. As I was thinking about what to say tonight, I came across these words of St. Francis of Assisi, and I quote, "I can see plainly here in this world the Son of God only in his most holy body and blood." That's the only way here in this exile that we can see plainly the Son of God in his body and blood. These beautiful words of St. Francis of Assisi were recorded in his testament of 1226 AD. And they're words that I'm sure each and every one of us can agree with completely and understand. Our Lord, very mercifully, left us his actual and real presence in the consecrated bread and wine of Mass. We have his presence with us day and night, wherever the Mass is celebrated around the world. This is a most wonderful gift, the most wonderful gift that he could have given us. And he gave it for the first time on the night before he died. "This is my body, this is my blood," he said. So there can be no mistaking what he said and what he meant. Is there a greater gift than this? Tonight, we commemorate this wonderful gift here at this Mass of the Last Supper. And after Mass, we will solemnly process with his precious body and blood and spend some time in adoration with the angels and with the saints as we spiritually go with him into the Garden of Olives. And it's also on this holy night that he said to his apostles, "Do this in memory of me." And ever since then, the Church has obeyed his command. His ministers, the priest, have continued saying these words of Jesus at every Mass, and the Lord obeys them. He comes down from the altar and lets himself be given as the nourishment of his flock. St. Francis also said this about priests: "I want to respect, love, and honor all of them as my superiors. I don't even want to think about there being any sin in them because I see the Son of God in them, and they are my superiors." These words of this great saint should remind priests and laity alike that the ministry of the priesthood, divinely given to us by Jesus himself, is to be held in the greatest honor. Even though the priest is a human being, still he is configured to Jesus Christ, and he acts in persona Christi whenever he celebrates the Holy Mass and the other holy sacraments. We must pray, as you do, I'm sure, for priests. And finally, on this night, we commemorate the Lord's command to love each other and act as a servant to all. Even though Jesus is God, he still performs that lowly task of washing the feet of his apostles. That was the work of a slave, and yet he himself performed this work as an example for us. "If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. He also said that the one who wishes to be first among you must become the servant to all. These words and gestures of Jesus remind us that through our baptism, we are servants of the Most High God and of one another. And this redounds to the honor of God and to our sanctification. In following Jesus' example, we live out authentically what it means to be human. We are most alive, most human, when we are servants to God and to one another, whether that is in our family or at work, or even when we assist other people that we don't even know. What a glorious, what a beautiful life is ours as Catholics. We are given how to live as human beings by God Himself, and we are given heavenly food to nourish us so that we can be sustained on this pilgrimage of life. Brothers and sisters, this is a most beautiful night to commemorate these great mysteries, holding them ever close to our hearts. Let us be grateful to the Lord for His great goodness to us.